This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi today on this Easter holiday weekend. And our guest this hour is Colonel Oliver North. He's got a brand new book out right now that is really very well done. We used to talk to the Colonel many, many times when we first started this show some 31 years ago. And I'm glad that he is back on the program because he's always very enlightening and a very, very bright guy that we want to thank for his service to America because he spent a lot of time in the military. And then ending out the hour will be Joyce Brewer with all the talk about what's happening as far as teaching is concerned in schools and how parents feel about it. We thought we'd talk about parenting with Joyce. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause only momentarily, but we'll be back with our first guest this second hour, Colonel Oliver North.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.org.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're listening to Ron Cecchi today. We are embarking on our 31st year of doing this nationally syndicated show. And back when we first started, one of our guests was with us several times. And I have to tell you something, it was always a delight, a class man to say the least, and believe it or not, after too many years, he is back, and I hope that he's back visiting us more and more and more in the future. He is a combat-decorated U.S. Marine. He is the number one best-selling author of over 17 books, holder of 3 patents. He was a syndicated columnist and host of War Stories on Fox News, Silver Star recipient, Bronze Star for Valor. 2 Purple Hearts for Wounds in Action. Joining us right now is the Colonel, Colonel Oliver North. Hello, Colonel. How are you? It is so good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Ron, it is great to be with you again. I know for a fact that you are the guy who did indeed encourage me about becoming a radio broadcaster. Still be doing, but when Fox News lured me away, actually it was Roger Ailes, lured me away from MSNBC to go with Fox, it was January of 2000.
Right.
Okay, and then the next thing that happened, of course, is a war comes along in September. And I started trying to do a radio show and be a war reporter. And when I came back from my first overseas trip, I went overseas to Afghanistan on October 2001. Actually, it was my birthday that we landed.
Wow.
And I was with this young guy by the name of Mattis.
I've heard of it.
And when I came back from that first overseas deployment, I've now done over 66 embeds in this long war. But I came back and Hills pulled me aside and said, look, you got to pick one or the other. You want to stay with Fox, and Fox Radio hadn't started yet. So you want to stay with Fox and be a war correspondent, be a documentarian, or be a radio broadcaster, because you can't do both. And I said, why? He said, because I've been listening to you on the radio. 2 out of 5 days, you end up with, at least 2 out of 5 days, you end up with a guest host. Then you've been trying to do it off the satellite. It's costing me, meaning Fox, a fortune to have you up by satellite from Afghanistan. And so I decided I would stick with doing TV. But I miss radio because I did it for 7 years when you and I got to know each other.
I hope you don't hold me at fault for getting you interested in the business, because I have done that.
Not at all.
I have done that.
I think you told everybody I had a face for radio.
No. That I never. But I do remember this. You did tell me this one time. You said, you know, it's nice when you talk to me because you read my books. A lot of, and I won't mention their names because some of them are no longer with us, but they just read the covers. And you're right, I do read these books cover to cover, especially yours. And this latest one, Colonel, oh man, you blew it out of the park with this. It's called, ladies and gentlemen, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. Colonel, this couldn't come at a better time. I got to tell you, this is a sensational book. It talks about how the principle of Robin Hood is really socialism. And what you do, and you do it so well, what you do is you talk to the people who fought for this freedom, people like yourself. And that is really a very penetrating angle to this.
Well, you know, I've been blessed that I've been able to keep company with heroes all my life. My very first hero, and it's alluded to in this book as well as a couple of others, was my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, quick sidebar story to this book. Because I spent so much time overseas, I very often get invited to things like retirement plans promotions. And so I covered an army colonel in Iraq in 2006 who was a very brave, bright man. He was being promoted to brigadier general. And he invited me up to Indiantown Gap for the ceremony. And then Griff Jenkins, my cameraman for so many of these deployments, is now on the proper side of the camera because he's in front of it instead of behind it now.
Right.
But so Griff and I went up to cover this promotion for Fox, got invited to the reception afterwards. And at the reception, an old guy, and I'll share this with you, Ron, I'm old enough to know an old guy, comes over to me on a walker. And he comes over and he says, you were born in San Antonio, Texas in 1943. Which is true. My mom and dad met at a USO dance in 1941. They got married in 42. And I was born in Texas in 43. And I said, well, how do you know that, sir? He says, I delivered you.
Are you kidding me?
He says, I was the only OBGYN in your father's regiment of the 95th Infantry Division, which became part of Patton's Third Army.
Right, sure.
And so he says, and I'll tell you something else, sonny. You were sired, and that's the word he used, sired right here. And he points down to the Quonset huts at the bottom of the hill.
Oh.
And I said, how do you know that? He said, very simple. I examined your mother. I said, well, you know, if they were still alive, I'd ask him. He said, and on top of that, the division left Fort Niagara and came here in January and left here in April. Do the math, son. Do the math.
Oh, my gosh. That's a story. That's a book in itself.
So I've gotten to keep company with heroes my entire life.
Oh,
and all my uncles served, and my dad served in World War II, Korea or both, right, in some cases. And I've kept company with those kinds of people all my life. I got 17 and a half straight years of doing nothing but cover heroes. The documentaries are all about heroes, you know, the war stories. And we did 105 or 110 of them, something like that. And they're still on.
Oh, yeah, they're great. It's timely. I mean, it never goes away. How can you stop talking about heroes? And I tell you what, Colonel, I think that that's one of the problems we have in this country is the lack of heroes. You know, I'm reading a book about John Glenn, and I can remember as a kid pretending that I was Alan Shepard, the capsule, and then he and I became friends. And it's such a great feeling to have people that you aspire to. And in this book, I got to tell you, you hit all. You talk about going to these veterans' dedications and everything else. You talk about all of the stuff that is confronting us right today in the news, and how the government gives so much or proposes to do so and only yields more laziness that's bred among people who just want, hey, I just give it to me. I love the analogy you have. I love you because I'm a car buff, okay? You say people who never visited a socialist country is like a Rolls-Royce owner that prefers a Russian Lada to a Rolls-Royce, which means it's just a piece of junk, the Russian Lada, but it looks good from a distance.
Well, you know, what we've got today, sadly, you're blessed to live in a state where the great governor, very conservative, very outspoken, and taking on some of these things that never to have been thought of, quite frankly. And I live here in Virginia, where our governor is an absolute nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy so far, I mean, he's a gun grabber.
Mm-hmm.
He's a race baiter, as we know that
right.
from the picture in his yearbook. And I look at the kinds of things he's done to us. It's not just stripping the Second Amendment. This is a guy who is a baby killer. I mean, he described himself as a pediatrician, and yet he's on a podcast. He thinks he's on a radio show, but he's actually being broadcast, and it was recorded, describing how to kill a baby that's already been born, and the mother has not yet decided what to do. And I've got two nurse daughters. I've got a son-in-law who's an MD, and I asked him, I said, how does the baby die? He said, have you ever really been thirsty?
Oh, no.
They've got a soundproof room. They wrap the baby up. And the governor's claim is, we keep them comfortable.
Oh.
Dear God. I mean, that's geez. What we've been governed by. And so we now have a governor who does mandates just like the president's doing. The mandates, I mean, think about this. How can the government of the United States order a civilian employee, let's say an airline, or a police department in rural Virginia, or a sheriff's office, if so-and-so does not have a vaccine by such and such a date, he's not been vaccinated yet by one of the government-approved vaccines, then you have to fire them. Thomas Jefferson has got to roll over in his grave. I mean, how can it be that we've got the government mandating that private employers have to fire people because they don't have a government-issued shot? It's just unbelievable. And yet, that's what we're doing. I mean, that's the kind of thing that got these 500 guys up in arms over what is happening to us. And thank God, as I say, you're in a state with a good governor. Think about, unfortunately, what happened here in Virginia is all these people fled places like New York City and Boston and Chicago and most of New England. And they came down here to Virginia. We're probably going to get a new house seat out of this thing.
I hope so.
And unfortunately, they brought their politics with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have school boards where they've ordered that critical race theory be taught. We've got school boards here in Virginia that have decided there is no such thing as a male or female. And therefore, young girls are raped in women's rooms by guys wearing dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened. Hide it from the parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happens is they release the kid and he goes, does it in another school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Colonel, we're going to pause for just a second, okay?
Because sure, we've got
to
do that.
We have a lot of things to talk about. Oliver North is our guest. The Colonel himself, in the name of the book, is America's Veteran Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. Got an important question when we come back to the Colonel. Live nationwide with Ron Segee today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our guest is Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. As I mentioned during the break, Colonel, I could talk to you for days and days and days, and one day we're going to do that, even if it's over a nice hot meal and a dry martini. But
I look forward to it.
Oh, I do too. I must ask, you have asked the people that have put their life on the line, like yourself, for freedom, for the Constitution, for the democracy, for the things that we hold dear to our heart, for the protect and defend the borders. Now, when a veteran speaks out, as they have in this book, criticizing their chief commander negatively, the president, in this particular case, is that dangerous or is that healthy? And the reason I ask that question is because, you know, Richard Nixon used to talk about the silent majority. We have a lot of silent majority. We have a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks out there that aren't doing anything. But is it okay for the military to go against the beliefs of a commander-in-chief? And the problem is that in good times, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. In times like this, it's necessary.
Well, I mean, let's take as an example the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. I was a young officer in the United States Marine Corps, having been in two combat tours, and I watched what happened in May of 1975, the disaster of Saigon. Now, the end result of Saigon is about 5 million people between Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. About 5 million human beings were butchered as a consequence of that. That's a start. Number two, at least they were able to flee over water. And so we ended up with about 4 million Vietnamese refugees here to the United States. And they've made major contributions to this country. In fact, one of those refugees, I was just at a retirement ceremony at the Naval Academy. He came here. He was one of the last airplanes out of Tan Son before the North Vietnamese Army shut the airport down. And his family came to the United States. They were adopted by another family not far from where I'm sitting right now, the Shenandoah Valley. And graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy after finishing at the top of his high school class, and then became a U.S. Navy Special Operations Officer. He just retired as a Navy Captain. Turned down a promotion to Rear Admiral, and his son getting ready to go to the Naval Academy. There are so many of the people in this book who are saying to their sons, because of the way things are turning out, I'm not encouraging you to do that. They haven't outright discouraged them. The bottom line of it is they're looking at I think, too narrow a prism. Because if a guy goes to the Naval Academy this coming spring, this administration will be gone. I don't have the gift of prophecy, Ron, but I do have common sense. I look at what's going on in the world. This regime that is now in Washington, taking this country socialist, will not be in power anymore. In 2022, I think what we just showed in Virginia is we can take back the House and the Senate on a nationwide effort in 2022. That will stop an awful lot because you got the power of the purse in the Congress. That'll stop a lot of the craziness. And by 2024, we'll have some great candidates to put up for office to become a real president like the one I was blessed to serve at the White House. Ronald Reagan is still the greatest president of my lifetime, and I was born when Roosevelt, not Teddy, but FDR, was president.
I asked Peter Navarro how long it takes to rewind this, okay, because, and he had a very interesting answer. He says, you know, shortly after Ronald Reagan took office and within minutes they already released the prisoners overseas that they were holding for Jimmy Carter. And, you know, I said, how do you bring back the economy? How do you bring back our status in the world, on the world stage? How do you correct border problems, immigration, defense? Yep. How do you do that quickly? Because I don't even know how we get to 2022 or 2024. How do we even get there?
Well, I'll tell you something, and I think Navarro would probably accept this. The immediate effect of that was that the Ayatollahs did not want Ronald Reagan coming after those hostages.
Right, right.
By the way, one of the words in Ronald Reagan's vocabulary that he very, very seriously despised is the word hostage. My very first engagement with hostage came very early on in the administration because we had a U.S. Army Brigadier General, James Dozier, kidnapped by the Red Brigades in Italy. And they posted it that if they didn't free all the Red Brigades people in Italy, that he was going to be murdered. And I was sent to bring him back. And so what I did, it's now unclassified, but it was very secret at the time. I went in and I said, what we need is $1 million. We need $1 million to post notices all over Italy that says $1 million reward for information leading to the safe return of General Dozier. And there's his picture. And both Italian, French, German, and English. And we put them all up all over the country. And sure enough, 10 days later, one of the guys ratted out his buddies. And so we sent our special operations guys, a fellow by the name of Carl Steiner, who I got to know very well, heading Delta Force. And we recovered him quickly. Only cost the lives of a couple of bad guys. Nobody else got hurt. And at the end of the day, brought him back to the president, walked him into the Oval Office, and then sat down next to the president. And he said, Mr. President, I got to know, how did you do this? And President Reagan said, well, someday it'll all be known.
Wow.
And what I had done is we didn't have $1 million. Nowadays, there's a program called Rewards for Justice, okay? Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen until 1986. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 84. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I got on an airplane, flew down to Texas, and met with a very wealthy Texan who had made his name and for whom I was at one point going to go to work. He ran a company called EDS.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sir, what we're trying to, I need to borrow $1 million. And he, well, what for? I said, well, fine, I'll have it delivered. And he did. $1 million in cash fits perfectly in $100 bills inside one of those nice black government briefcases. Okay?
Yeah.
Took it over, posted it, and the rewards were there. And about a month or so later, he calls me up and he says, Sal, I'm just for my own journal. And by the way, he had gotten a lovely letter from the President of the United States saying, Ross, you're a terrific human being. I love you. You're a great patriot. Never mentioned $1 million. Never mentioned Dozier.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for all your help. You're a great patriot. Ronald Reagan, signed by the President, hand-delivered. And so about a month and a half later, he calls me up and he says, so I got to know, just for my own journal, who got the money? And I said, you know, I really don't know. I'll call. So I call out to the CIA station chief, who was a good friend, and he says, got the money. I've got the money. It's sitting right here in my safe. I have to inventory it every damn day. I said, what about the guy that ratted out his pals? He says, yeah, he was the guy who was going to get the money. But the Carabinieri figured out this is the guy who pulled the trigger on Aldo Moro and murdered their prime minister. And they weren't about to get this guy open a pizzeria in Brooklyn.
Oh, my.
So I went back and got the money. On the way back, I was thinking, I wonder what the hell, I guess I got to take it back down. I did. And when I delivered the message to the president, Ed Meese was in the room, Bill Casey, Bill Clark, my boss, John Poindexter, who became my boss, at least they were there for sure. And the Veep, George Herbert Walker,
right.
Bush. And I said, I've got the money to give back, and here's why. And he looks at Ed Meese, and he says, Ed, can we keep it?
Why not? Nobody knows where it's at.
No, it went back to the donor, who did a wonderful job for us.
What a great story that is. Colonel, we're going to pause for just a second for another quick break. Our guest is Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. And the Colonel and I will be right back with more with Ron Segee today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another mass shooting, this time in Columbia, South Carolina. It happened Saturday afternoon inside of the Columbiana Center. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says three people are in custody.
This is still early. We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other. And there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
10 people were hit by gunfire. 2 others were injured as people tried to escape. There were no fatalities reported. The $50,000 reward leading to the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station will be split among 5 people. The information led to the arrest of the suspect, Frank R. James. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. No one was killed in that attack, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Another segment of Ron Segee Today, and our guest has been so kind as to spend more time with us. He's Colonel Oliver North. His new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up. We didn't fight for socialism. Colonel and I have been friends for many, many, many years, and we were talking about past presidents here before we went into the break, Colonel.
As Richard Nixon told me the first night of the hearing, I got to know Nixon well. You started this, by the way, by mentioning Nixon a few minutes ago. All the former presidents testified in front of the Kissinger Commission, or the proper title was the National Bipartisan Commission on Central America, and Kissinger was the head of it, and you had on it Democrats and Republicans who all got along, by the way. It was magnificent because all the former presidents came. Jerry Ford told me, he says, why don't you just come on out here to Aspen, pick me up, and just type up what you want me to say. So we did. Carter refused to take any, I've got my own sources of information, thank you very much. He wrote 38 handwritten pages on a legal pad and came in and put everybody to sleep. Richard Nixon, from the moment he accepted the position, demanded information. Not a day went by, 3 months or whatever it was, that I didn't have to send in something by courier that was classified. Just incredibly inquisitive. And came down without a note. It was the day that the KAL-007 was shot down. And he called the president from the car on the way in. And he said, you know, I don't want to be out in front of you. And the president says, call the bastards. This is exactly what they are about 007 being shot down. Nixon would call me up the first night of the hearings in the summer of 87. And his words were this, Oliver, I just watched all day watching you today. Magnificent story. And it has the additional merit of being the truth. Only Richard Nixon could put it that way.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? This guy had such a hold on international affairs. And
yes.
It seems to me, and I don't know, when somebody's not really good as far as PR is concerned, as Nixon was, and how, you know, abrasive sometimes the former President Trump could have been, but these guys got things done. I mean, they got them done.
Yeah, they did.
You know, Jimmy Carter's got to be, you know, saying a prayer every day that somebody came along that's worse than him.
Well, we've got that now. Let me just, if I can, put in a pitch, not just for the veterans in this book, but for all veterans. And Richard Nixon has a connection to this. The reason why we've got the finest military the world has ever seen right now, and the reason why we don't want to wreck it, is because Richard Nixon had the audacity to stop drafting people in 1973. He had the authority to draft for 2 more years. He stopped it in 73. At that point, there were people wringing their hands in Washington. We're never going to be able to keep our military. The far left in America then was simply concerned about, oh my goodness, if we have a war, how will we fight it? Richard Nixon had enough faith in America to know that we didn't need the draft. And the end result was, because it honors those who serve, and it motivates those who are not yet serving to do so. Why did the Marine Corps never have to draft another person again? Because it just happens that we need about 270,000 Marines every year, because of retirements and people get hurt and people get out. And there's still 270,000 who want to fight for our country.
That's right. Thank God that there are. While you're on the subject of vets, I got to say this, okay, because this bugs the hell out of me, all right? You get on television and you see these great organizations that are asking for donations for veterans to build houses, you know, help in any way. And those are great organizations. But you know what? I think it's an embarrassment to the United States government that any independent agency has to beg for money to provide for our veterans. My attitude about that is if a veteran comes back, and especially if it's a veteran who has lost a leg or whatever the case may be, they want a new house, give it to them. They want a new Cadillac, give it to them. Whatever the hell they want, give it to them, okay? Because they have sacrificed so much, and then it's okay if we give things to people who don't want to work. That's perfectly all right. And to give $450,000 to illegal aliens that have been separated. I mean, that's perfectly okay. But don't take care of our veterans? Are you kidding me? That's sacrilegious, you know that?
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we've got to have the kind of administration in Washington who understands that. Ronald Reagan certainly did. I mean, at one point, President Trump and I were talking about maybe you ought to be my Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And I said, one, I can't. Number two, my wife is very ill, and I drove in and out of Washington for way too many years. And on top of it, it's mission impossible. And he said, well, you know, you've taken on some pretty impossible. And I said, at least I had a chance to succeed. There are 435 members of Congress. You know how many veterans clinics there are in America? 435. Each one of them is their own little dictator, are being run by people who want to take credit for something good that happens. And in many of those Veterans Administration hospitals and clinics, there are good things that happen, but not enough of them. And there's not enough people inside those clinics who care about what they do. I would rather deal with the NVA than the VA.
And for someone like yourself, with all that you have seen in a remarkable career and continue to support and know so much about, it's got to be even more frustrating. I mean, because you've seen battle. This is a terrible thing to say, because I don't wish this on anyone. But, you know, some of the people today who have never seen battle, or at least the effects of battle, like World War II battle, where they're rationing things, they don't understand the price that has been paid for this. When you look over a cemetery and you see all those flags and white stones, does AOC understand that?
Look, my wife has a condition known as degenerative cortical basal syndrome. For years, it was misdiagnosed as a stroke or MS or even ALS.
Yeah.
Finally, just got tired of it and said, called Mayo Clinic, took her up to Rochester, Minnesota, and within 3 days, they had the diagnosis. That's right. And unfortunately, it's a fatal malady. But I now know what's going on with her,
yeah.
Right? And so it's both physically degenerative and mental capacity.
Sure.
And so if something comes out that's not right, I recognize why it's happening. I cannot believe that this president's wife and their children, anybody who's related to them, would want him in that situation. He's no longer competent. And as I say, someone else is giving advice to this man. In this book, you find there's a lot of concern about where China is. China is not just an adversary. China is our enemy. And this president bends over backwards to deal with communist China. Bragged about the fact that the longest conversation he's had with any head of state since he's been in office, going all the way back to January, Xi Jinping. What the heck? He's on the phone with a communist Chinese dictator? What are they talking about? I don't know why he's doing this, but don't underestimate the power of blackmail, okay? We all know the kinds of things that his son was doing. I think there's probably a lot more to come out from the investigations that are underway. I don't think it's going to result in anything, because at the end of the day, whether it's the 25th Amendment, even if somebody wanted to impeach him, at that point, what you got to do is, as these guys do in this book, let's see, who becomes president?
Yeah, that's scary.
Right, it certainly is.
You're right. Why would his wife say, okay, you know, my wife always tells me, I wouldn't have let you done this. I says, if I had a passion to do that, like I had a passion to be in broadcasting, or I had a passion to whatever I've done, own radio stations as I've done, you're not going to stop me. But you know what? Owning a radio station or being on radio and in television, it doesn't affect other people's well-being as his occupation does. Why would they let him do that? I don't care what the passion is. Think about the country.
Yep, and yet there he is.
There he is.
And there he is bending over backwards to impose socialist activity. There's a right at the front end of the book. The four D's of socialism.
Deceiving, distorting, dividing, and destroying. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's where we are, buddy.
Colonel, I could talk to you forever. I want to invite you to my home because I have a major love affair for presidential politics, and I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home that includes the Resolute Desk. So one of these days, you need to take a little bit of a break and come down and break bread here. And I tell you something, Colonel, I really want to reconnect and have you on as many times as you want, because your stories, your legacy, your dedication to the country, and by the way, thank you for your service that you have done and continue to do, is very respected and well received here, and we consider you a friend, and I hope you feel the same way.
Well, I'm grateful for the chance to be back in touch with you, my friend. I mean that. I want to just leave you with one thought now. Because Veterans Day is where it is, it's because it's the day after the Marine Corps birthday, which is the 10th of November. Veterans Day is there so the Marines have a day to recover.
Well, I got to tell you, on Facebook, I posted a picture of my best friend and my partner for many years, Colonel Ed McMahon, okay?
Oh, gosh, yeah. What a great...
And, you know, of course, he flew the Corsair in World War II and right. In the Korean War. And Ed and I, who were partners for many, many years, in fact, I did the eulogy at his funeral, he would never get mad at me, no matter what we did together, any venture. And but if I ever said, I'd like you to introduce Ed McMahon, a retired Marine colonel, he would say the wrath of God. There's no such thing as
a former Marine.
That's right. And I'm telling you that, right? Colonel,
no
Bacon.
Such thing. Here it is. This is the way I used to sign off when I was doing radio. And after that, I'd say, Betsy, this song is for you. I'm on my way home. But I would say, just remember, friends, Semper Fidelis is more than a slogan for U.S. Marines. Always faithful is a way of life.
Wow.
It still is.
I got
God bless you, buddy.
Thank you so much, Colonel.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too, my friend. Boy, I tell you, what a great chat today with Oliver North. Colonel Oliver North's new book is out right now, America's Veterans Speak Up, We Didn't Fight for Socialism. I can't wait for his return.
God bless you, man.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Said you today, live all across the USA and around the world, I'm anxious to talk to our next guest because she is addressing an issue that I think is extremely important. And I don't have small children anymore, but I have two really great grandchildren, 8 and 6. And this is something that scares me, okay? We're going to be talking to Joyce Brewer. Hi, Joyce. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, having me.
Joyce, you are addressing an issue that has been now cultivating for a long, long time. It's so nice to have computers and cell phones and all of these great things that we didn't have when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we had 2 Dixie cups and a string. It was very difficult to get communicated. But you have so many things at the top of our list right now to talk about. And let's begin with kids online, because if it's anything like when I was growing up, kids look for anything to do something that they're not supposed to do, because that's just kids.
That's true. That is definitely true. But it's our job as parents to make sure that they're not doing those things. So for instance, I have an 11-year-old son at home. He's attending 6th grade at an online academy. He also is a gamer. He is on Discord and Minecraft. He has his own YouTube channel. He helps me create posts for my blog and my YouTube channel for MommyTalkShow.com. Kids can get into some dangerous situations, but they can also use it in a great way. So it's important for us as parents to stay informed and take control of that.
But how do you do that? That is a very good problem to be able to take care of, because, you know, when you're not with them 24/7, and who is? Who wants to be? What do you do?
Well, that's where the partners that I have today, Circle and Aura, come in. They are designed to make parents not feel overwhelmed and to regain control of some of the vulnerabilities and things that our kids are exposed to. So let me start with Circle. So Circle is the creators of the number one parental controls and screen time management solution for families. So you were talking about your grandkids. They're 8 and 6. They may intend to go online for 5 minutes and play a game, but then an hour has gone by. So Circle allows parents to manage their kids' online activity across all devices, websites, and apps. So you can manage the time and where they're going. So for instance, when it comes to time, let's say you told your grandson, hey, put the dog out, you know, go take the dog for a walk. He's not listening because he's on his device. Well, you can pause the internet on his device using the Circle app to get him back on track. If your grandkids are having a great week, they've done everything you've told them to, you haven't had to break up any sibling fights, you can use the rewards feature and reward them with more screen time. You can also push back their bedtime as a reward. And then there's the focus feature on the Circle app. That's designed to keep kids on task. So for kids who are supposed to be doing their homework, supposed to be doing an online class or an online lesson, focus time gives you as a parent and or as a grandparent control to not allow them to go to sites that they're not supposed to be on so that they stay on task.
As an adult, I sometimes fall victim to sites that I'm not supposed to be on. You know, like I see something that says, you know, like buy a brand new car for $6. And I go to that thing, and before you know it, it's a, you know, it's not a good site. All right, it has nothing to do with cars. And I'm thinking to myself, how the heck did I get into this thing? That could happen by sheer accident and being not malicious, just being, you know, not knowing.
You said it right, Ron. Just because we go online to have fun or talk to our friends, there are a lot of links and suspicious sites out there that are designed by hackers and scammers who just want to get access to your data. They want your logins. They want to be able to get into your network. They want to be able to get into your finances. And that can be disastrous. So that's where Aura comes in. It's an all-in-one digital safety platform. It's designed to notify you about any possible threats online, when someone is trying to log into those accounts, when you, Ron, may have clicked on the wrong link, like, oh, this is not where I intended to be. Aura is going to give you a notification and let you know about those threats.
Now, do they give it to the parent, or do they give it to the computer user?
That's why you have the app on your phone.
Oh, okay.
And you will get a notification on your app when you've done something that could make you vulnerable to hackers or scammers.
What about if you buy something that is bought accidentally, or maybe in some youngster's case, not accidentally, but it's something that they shouldn't be buying? How do you protect that, and could you get your money back?
You know, that's a very good question. I have seen some post groups and some of my Facebook groups. I think that really depends on who you're buying things from, because you can say, hey, my kids did this accidentally, I didn't intend to buy it, and a lot of times those companies will give you a refund, because sometimes kids get a little crazy, but that's another reason not to have your bank fake information online or not to have some of those auto-filled things generated on your devices so that you're not making purchases that you don't intend to.
Now, this is kind of a touchy question, but Joyce, is it good for even the adults in the house? For example, let's say you have a husband that maybe likes to buy a lot of things for his car, or a wife that likes to buy a lot of jewelry. Can you monitor your mate?
You can.
Oh,
with the Circle app, every member of your family gets their own profile. You connect their devices to that profile, and you can restrict their access to certain things. But, you know, even if you're the sort of person that you know that, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm probably going to get on an app that I don't intend to, and it's going to make it hard for me to go back to sleep. So, before you go to bed, use the Circle app, turn that access off for yourself, and, you know, manage yourself as an adult.
Well, you started MommyTalkShow.com about 12 years ago. How did it all begin?
I used to be on TV and on radio just like you. I had my son. We had a very, how can I say, we got quickly married and started our family very soon after. So I realized that as someone who had TV experience and had been a journalist, that there were a lot of questions I had as a parent, and I wanted to provide those answers to moms like me, so I started my own talk show. The internet can do?
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. And I have to be honest with you, I had a feeling that you were connected to broadcasting some way, some form, because nobody's as good as you are when they're not. An Emmy Award that you have, and your husband has one too. He was in the business also?
Yes, my husband has two Emmy Awards. He kind of holds that over my head a little bit.
You can hold it over mine because I don't have any. So your one is 100% more than mine, okay? So just think about that for a moment. I'm assuming that this is a pretty cost-efficient app. I mean, is it expensive to get into?
Well, they're both very affordable. You can decide on the plan that works best for your family. That's the most important thing. You can agree to have some of these apps or these services for 6 months or a year or go month to month. It really just depends on what works for your family. So that's why we want people and parents to go to the two sites you want to tell them about. So if they would like to learn more about protecting their kids, they can go to meetcircle.com. And when it comes to your family's digital safety, go to Aura.com.
Aura.com and
meetcircle.com.
Meetcircle.com. Boy, I tell you, this is very, very good. Joyce, I really appreciate you coming by on the show and telling us about this. And come back. We'd love to hear any updates about how we can, you know, better monitor our children and crazy mates if need be. And also talk to you more about MommyTalkShow.com, okay?
Rod, you are a wonderful person. You're so funny. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Joyce Brewer has been our guest. This is the reason why, Joyce, I don't get an Emmy. They say, you're too funny. You can't have an Emmy. But I can always borrow yours on Christmas time when family comes over, right?
If you want to, I'll ship it to you.
Okay. Joyce Brewer has been our guest and the creator of MommyTalkShow.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have, there's some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA. I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me, and it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore, because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. Just, I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3 pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com.